You probably remember learning about exoskeletons back in biology class. Beetles have them, so do lobsters. Well, now we can add humans to that list. Several companies have developed exoskeletons that give people superhuman abilities, like carrying extremely heavy loads. But these robotic suits are also doing something much simpler, helping people who are paralyzed stand up and walk. As WUWM's Aaron Toner reports, the technology helps improve patients' health, but it's still far from changing their lives entirely.
Army veteran Dan Rose has spent the last 3 years in a wheelchair after an explosion in Afghanistan left him paralyzed from the chest down. Doctors told the then 26-year-old he'd never walk again. Well, things turned out a little differently.
All right, Dan, you ready to stand up?
Yep.
Here we go. One, two, three.
All right.
Rose, with long brown hair tucked under a backwards baseball cap, is standing in his apartment in Madison with the help of his new motorized exoskeleton suit. It looks like something Hollywood actors wear to fight bad guys in sci-fi movies. His cousin, Nick Rausch, places Rose's feet in bindings, tightens Velcro straps around his legs and chest, and locks the suit's hip joints. When everything's secure, Rose is ready to move.
And stepping.
It even sounds like a robot. Rose takes slow, stilted steps in his black Chuck Taylors by carefully positioning each leg, shifting his weight, and then triggering the exosuit to move by pushing buttons on a pair of crutches.
It's just a whole new perspective. Like, I can see over stuff now. Like, I'm taller than the refrigerator. Like, I don't have to kill myself trying to get something out of the freezer.
This month marks the 3-year anniversary of the bomb blast in Afghanistan that changed Rose's life. He was a combat engineer. His job was to drive around looking for roadside bombs.
You know, every morning that we'd go outside the wire, you know, it'd be like touching the stove. One day that stove was going to be hot. Everybody knew it, that the stakes were extremely high.
The day the stove was hot, the enemy detonated 1,000 pounds of explosives directly under his truck, ripping it in half. Rose says after the blast, he remembers hearing his driver moaning.
I asked him what was wrong, and he told me I was standing on him, and so I tried to move my legs or whatever, and I was like, huh, is that better? You know, and he was like, well, you didn't even move your legs. I was like, what the hell do you mean? You know, I was like, well, hit him. So he starts hitting my legs or whatever, and I'm like, well, I can't feel it. And I'm like, well, son of a bitch, I'm paralyzed.
He says there were many dark days after surgery confirmed his spinal cord was completely severed. He says his outlook began to change after he agreed to try downhill skiing, and it felt great. That led to wheelchair basketball, sled hockey, even adaptive mountain biking. And now Rose is back to walking.
All right. I got it if you want to grab the chair.
His $130,000 exoskeleton was donated by a nonprofit called Soldier Socks. People with paralysis are using similar suits in hospitals and rehab centers, but very few people actually own a device to use at home. Jennifer Masijevic is a physical therapist with ExoBionics, the company that makes Dan Rose's suit. She trained his cousin and a friend to be spotters.
Dan's part of our study where we're trying to decide whether or not using the device with a layperson who doesn't have medical training is safe and effective. And he's using this device as a home exercise unit. It's not something he puts on and is going to walk around in all day.
People shouldn't think of it as an Iron Man suit, okay? It's not one of these things we can put on a guy and he becomes a Superman.
Dr. Ken Lee heads the Spinal Cord Injury Center at the Milwaukee VA Hospital. He says while these exosuits are really cool, for now let's forget comparisons to RoboCop. The technology has limitations, but it does offer health benefits for people with paralysis who have enough upper body strength to use the devices.
By moving, his joint stays limber, spasticity, which all our patients go into spasms, and that can also get decreased as well. And also, their muscles stay toned up appropriately rather than tight or atrophying.
Dan Rose says after using his suit, he's exhausted, but his body feels relaxed, and his legs and feet, which are usually cold, are warm. It also just makes him happy to be at eye level with people again. But I wondered, is it frustrating getting to feel a bit like your old self, but not without harnesses and bindings and spotters? Rose says not at all. He feels lucky.
I know guys who are tetraplegic where they don't have full hand function, you know, and so just the fact that I can reach out, you know, tie my own shoes, you know, grab whatever is huge. I guess as bad as things are, they could always be a lot worse, so just be happy with what you got.
I'm Aaron Toner, 89.7 WUWM.